Good morning. Happy Sunday and Labor Day weekend. Congratulations to all of you who made it here today. Today, Sunday, September 3rd, and our word for today is life. Our affirmation is, today I embrace the fullness and abundance of life. Today I embrace the fullness and abundance of life. I'll repeat that one more time, then ask you to affirm it with me. Today, I embrace the fullness and abundance of life. Together, today, I embrace the fullness and abundance of life. My spiritual path is not one of sacrifice and lack. I release any belief that I came into this human experience as punishment. This thought is inconsistent with Jesus' teachings. Jesus invites us to have life and have it abundantly. That's from John 10:10. And reminds us that there is a spiritual good in even the most challenging of conditions. What is mine to do is to allow that spiritual life to express in every choice I make, every chance I take. There is no future in spirit, and I am a being of spirit. There is one presence and power in the universe, and I am blessed to be imbued with that divine essence. Today, I embrace my life fully and give thanks for the love in which I experience it all. And from 1 Peter, we hear, those who desire life and desire to see good days, let them turn away from evil and do good. Let them seek peace and pursue it. Our affirmation again, today, I embrace the fullness and abundance of life. Together, today, I embrace the fullness and abundance of life. And I invite you to do so right now as we take a moment to just to tune out all those outer distractions of life, all those outer distractions of sight, sound, taste, touch, smell, all the busyness of your world, all the activities, all the news, all the craziness that's happening, and just to tune in to that pure, abundant, whole life of God that's living in and through and as you today. For some of you, all I have to do is say it's time to meditate and you're off and running, but for others, they need a little more guidance. And so we just take this time to breathe deeply, to make contact with our breath. There's nothing so in the moment, in the now, as our breath. Most often, we're unaware of that air flow. But right now, we've become conscious of that long, slow, deep inhale, long, slow, deep exhale, that air flowing in and out, bringing life, affirming, life-giving, life-building oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstream, going to every cell of our body, that energy of life flowing freely through every cell of our body and releasing that waste product of carbon dioxide out of our cells, into our bloodstream, back into our lungs, and exhaling, releasing, letting go, purifying every cell of our body, every thought, every emotion, every feeling, every idea, present in this now moment, open, receptive, responsive to that infinite Spirit of God. That we are beings of spirit, spiritual beings, living in this physical world, imbued within these physical bodies, is that Spirit of God, that Spirit of light, that Spirit of love. And right now we make conscious contact with that spirit of light and that spirit of love, beyond thoughts, beyond feelings, beyond physical sensations. We feel that flow of life, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in the flow of life. God is our life. We live God. God is our life. We live God. There is no life apart from God. Jesus came to bring us life so that we might live it abundantly, experiencing all the good that life has for us. We open our minds, we open our hearts, we open our whole being to experience that good, to be that good, to share that good, to experience good in everything we see, everything we do, everything we touch. And so we breathe deeply, relaxing our minds, relaxing our hearts, relaxing our physical bodies, focusing in on awareness of that life of God that wells up within us, surrounds us and enfolds us with white, pure light, warms our bodies, cleanses every cell. God is my life. I live God. As we continue to breathe deeply, we can use this affirmation as a centering device. If our minds start to wander, our bodies start to vie for attention, we just gently speak these words or other affirmations of truth. God is my life. I live God. As we enter into a time of silence, God is my life. I live God. God is my life. I live God. Every thought, every feeling, every bodily sensation is an experience of God life. God, the good, is living and moving and having its being within me. Just as I live and move and have my being within God, God the good is all there is. Everything I see, everything I do, everything that I touch, all that I participate in is for the glory of God. And I open my mind, I open my heart, I open my whole being to be this expression of pure light, pure love, pure joy. In every moment of my life, every moment, every activity that I participate in, every individual that I touch, with my words, with my being, I bring this awareness of light, of love, of joy, of peace. And for this opportunity to be about God's work, to be about bringing that awareness of God's great good out into our world, I am grateful. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Take a deep breath now and come back into a conscious awareness of your physical body, your thoughts, your feelings, your arms, your legs, your hands, your feet. Begin to wiggle your fingers of toes. And take a deep breath and just feel this attitude of gratitude, this gratefulness for God's great good working in and through and as you this day. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Take a deep breath and affirm with me three times together. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. And all God's children said, amen. I believe it. I receive it. And it is so. Thank you, God. Yay, God. Amen.